woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
All right, so it's going to be rainy for, they're saying, like the next 9 days. I'm not even kidding. That's what they're saying. There's going to be rain in the forecast every day until past the long weekend. Starting today and tonight and tomorrow, it's going to be really rainy and cozy. Which means you have the option to go see a patio or stay in and cancel on your plans. Because life is getting back to normal and people are canceling their plans.
I just want to be outside. I don't want a reason to cancel. I don't want this.
Well, we got lots today that can get you money, including keywords for this summer side hustle. Now, we've got a winner to announce at around 7:50. And then we've got more keywords every 2 hours starting at 8 a.m. Now, we want to welcome producer Michaela to the studio.
Woo!
Hey! Now, we get, usually, Michaela, we go around the room.
She's like, what's happening?
So you got to tell us what's up in your life. What's happening?
Today was my first time driving downtown in over a year and a half.
How was that?
I forgot what it was like. But it actually wasn't that bad. No. So thank you for everyone for minding the space around them and not hitting me.
How long has it been since you've driven?
I mean, I drive to the grocery store and back, so like that's like five-ish minutes.
Okay, all right.
A long distance, a year and a half.
Yeah, okay.
Out and about.
Well, we're happy to have you back in studio. Jax, what's up with you?
I'd like to give a shout-out to the man who was softly singing in an outhouse on my way to Starbucks this morning. So right at Queen and John, where our studios are, there's a ton of construction going on. There's so many outhouses, and there was a man in there singing, but it wasn't like singing, it was kind of more like a...
Maybe he had his AirPods in.
Kind of lower,
singing, yeah.
But you know,
the thing about Queen and John, which is where, you know, like everybody calls it the Much Music Building, is that they can never not be digging up the road here.
I know.
They have dug up the road simultaneously for about 20 straight years.
It's
I don't
wild.
Know how or
it's
why,
wild.
But that's what they do. Producer Jesse, what's up with you?
In 50 minutes, right at the end of trending when Jax is done talking, we're going to play a brand new song by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
It's called Bad Habits, and it is fantastic.
Oh, you like it?
Best song ever.
Okay, I have not listened to it yet. I'm waiting for Jax to introduce it after trending.
So, you better get ready.
Okay, the one thing I can't deal with, and I just want to be straight about this, the pink vampire thing he's got going on right now,
I can't deal. I don't know who asked him to do that.
Like, this is like, no.
No, guys, Thriller.
Could be a great,
yeah.
Twilight is what I thought. I'm like, wow, when did Twilight go to the 80s? It's crazy. Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm not sure who asked for them and who wants them, but iPhone, for some reason, likes to put out these, here's how your last 10 years have gone, photo shoots, where they put to, like, they kind of just, it's like, hey, here's your memory from 2016.
It's like your For You gallery. And
right.
And every day it changes.
Yes, and a lot of times for people, they're not with that person anymore.
Yeah.
And nobody asked for it, and nobody wants to see it. But for the longest time, it was like, unless you deleted every picture from your ex, which, you know, we have thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of pictures now. There's no way we're going to keep a clean photo album. Who's got time? The upcoming iOS 15 for your phone will make it easier to remove your ex from photos with the, quote, feature this person less option. So basically, you know, because it can recognize faces already in the photo widget, but you will have the option to prevent the person from popping up as often. Of course, they won't let you just remove the person because it's Apple. They'll be like, no, just less. We're still going to remind you, just less.
You don't have full control. You don't have that much control. Yeah.
But less times.
They're really good at that, though. They make sure that you can see your ex every day. And I love all my exes, but it's always... And you know what? To be honest, it's not that I want to remove or see less of my exes. Honestly, I want to see less of Reggie.
My dog.
Because it's only always pictures of Reggie.
Well, that's indicative of how many you're taking pictures
of.
And your Instagram account.
I need to see something else.
And everybody on your Instagram feels the same way.
You better watch your mouth.
I'm right.
I want to see less of Everly. That's not true.
Wow.
I want to see her
How
more.
Dare you come for my daughter like that. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. You can see your less ex now. Yay.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The number of people asking for Canada Day to be canceled are growing. So While July 31st is often a day for, you know, celebration and patriotism, events of the past year have shown that this country still has a lot of work to do before it deserves to be truly celebrated. There's been an increasing call for individuals and organizations to abandon celebrating Canada Day, of course, in the wake of hundreds of unmarked graves at residential schools across the country. Most recently, 751 unmarked graves at a site of a former residential school in Saskatchewan this week. So this is prompting many to ask how Canada plans to deal with its racist past, especially in regards to its ongoing treatment of Indigenous people.
Until we do, I'm not celebrating.
Nope.
Flat out, I won't. I won't post anything about it. I won't say a damn thing about it.
No.
And you know what?
Rightfully so.
If you want to step up, give money. We've got, I think the province put a $10 million fund together to investigate our residential schools.
Yep.
Every province needs to do this. There were hundreds around the country. Every single one of them represents a crime.
Yep.
Every single one of them.
And there will be more to be found.
That's what I mean. Like, they've only investigated two.
There's hundreds. And the generational trauma. Like, that's how money is going to help,
right?
It's
a joke. We should not be celebrating Canada Day this year.
Absolutely.
Period.
The Mod Club didn't actually really shut down, it seems. It's going to actually reopen under a new name. So we were all really sad after the Mod Club announced that it's going to be closing back in November. But this November, it is going to be reopening as... You ready for this?
I'm ready.
The Axis Club.
Ooh. Now, how do they spell Axis? Is it A-X-I-S or...
Yeah, Axis.
Oh, it's spinning on an axis. I like that.
It's they have a lot of really cool pride parties there, and I was actually really bummed.
Yeah, because, like, I thought it was going to be like redeveloped or something.
Yeah, so the Axis Club.
Good, okay.
Yeah, so October 6th, it could be open as early as that. And Ed Sheeran is back, baby. He's got a brand new single and video. He's a vampire, like a really well-dressed vampire in the video, which is odd. But the song is fresh and has kind of like an EDM feel. It's really interesting, and I want to know what you think about it. Text us at 999-999. Brand new Ed Sheeran. It's called Bad Habits.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, a lot of people are saying they missed the keyword for Summer Side Hustle.
Okay.
Which gets you $1,000 every single day like it did this morning for Brittany Bazin. Brittany
BB
is our winner from yesterday. Super easy. The keyword's radio. And I really shouldn't be repeating this, but I'm going to do it anyway this one time. Radio is your keyword. You go to 99.9virginradio.ca. And you enter it there under the contest section. Please don't text it to us because it doesn't count. Now, we just played the new Ed Sheeran song, which sounds a little bit like Coldplay mixed with, like, some, you know, a dance remix from the, like, from about 10 years ago. Now, Ed is well aware of Ed and Ed's effects. So he talked about a little bit in some interviews yesterday how he understands that you're tired of hearing his songs at weddings.
He gets it. Yeah,
and he said
it's,
he said, even I think it's a little much.
Yeah.
The other thing about Ed that I kind of like is that he is a bit more of a bad boy than you give him credit for. I know it kind of sounds like an oxymoron, but I guess local council in his area, he owns this gigantic property.
He has so much property.
And I think he bought a town.
Yeah.
And then built a tunnel from his house to the
pub
in the town. Which is great.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. But I guess to get anything built in this area, you have to go through council for approval.
Yeah.
And anything he wants built, his neighbors, just because he's Ed Sheeran, go, no. And so what he started doing is just building stuff. And I guess they've been monitoring his Instagram. So there's an Instagram picture that went up 2 days ago, and it's him drinking wine out of a bottle, and, like, you know, it's all over his face or whatever. And he's like, he's doing, you know, you're holding it super high and trying to grab. Anyway. So people are like, oh, that's nice that he's having a good time. But there's a gazebo in the background that we did not approve at city council. And, and they said, and here's the funny part. So the complaint has been lodged, and it says
a
that
gazebo, come on.
He had permission to build a bar area with decking and a pizza oven along with two barbecues. But whoever said he had a permission to get a gazebo was wrong. He did not.
Like, mind your business. Mind your business.
Was build an outdoor thing, and it's not big. Like, it's a gazebo, and he just put a roof on it. People are like, no, can't do it. It's England. It rains all the time. Are you kidding me?
I love that he, like, has a pizza oven and some barbecues, and people are mad.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that if it's Justin Bieber or Drake, you know, pulling up, it's gonna be rowdy. But he has a wife and kids. He wants to cook a pizza.
Exactly. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So what we're about to do is rank various dairy products.
Like, what?
I don't know why. Producer Jesse is insistent on doing this. And you're probably looking at yourself going, well, it's Friday on Virgin Mornings, and that's what they do. And you're right. Now, the reason we're doing this, producer Jesse, is there was a heated debate about what to put in your coffee earlier this week.
Right. I was at the grocery store, and there's so many options of milk.
Right.
And I found, well, it's going to be in my rankings, but one of them is definitely at the top of my list because there's so many different options to put milk in your coffee.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to know what's the best milk.
What is the best milk? And, you know, based on the store you go to, it may not be available. Mm-hmm. So what's your second choice, right? You know, Starbucks got a lot more available than Tim Hortons does, right? So it's like, what do you do?
Look at the world opening up, us ranking milk. You know?
Hey, man, I would much rather talk about this than vaccine rates. This is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Jax, you are your number three is what?
Chocolate milk. Hey! It's refreshing, it's bubbly, it's sweet, and it's good for you, and it doesn't really taste like milk, and that's why I like it.
Remember they used to market that as like, it's perfect for after a workout.
So is that not true?
No.
Because I still drink it after I work out.
If you want to vomit, it's a great way to do it. That's just a big old glug of milk.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. I'm not fit.
Producer Jesse.
At number three, I also had chocolate milk. Specifically for ice caps. When you go to Tim Hortons, you got to get an ice cap with chocolate milk. It's the best thing ever.
Okay. All right. All right. Number three for me. It's a favorite at every table. From your grandmother to your mother to you.
What is this?
Half and half cream.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love a good splash of half and half cream. Sometimes when I'm making my orders, like, you know, because you can do that in Tim Hortons or Starbucks or whatever, and it's like, I'm gonna do extra half and half cream today.
Ooh, decadent.
Because it's a dangerous day.
Oat milk, and I'm just a new oat milk girl because I used to have almond milk, but apparently it's not. It seems like every couple of years, one milk is better than the other. It used to be soy, which is actually not good for you, especially if you're a male, and then it was almond, and now I'm on the oat milk. But it's harder to find than you would
usually think.
Why do you
like oat milk?
Because it tastes good and it's good for you, and my girlfriend also tells me to drink it.
Producer Jesse.
2% milk.
Really?
It is the base of all perfect bowls of cereal.
It is.
You get your Nesquik, you put it in a bowl.
And then it turned into chocolate milk again.
And then you get chocolate milk.
Like chocolate milk.
2% is the best.
All right. Number two for me. I'm going off the board here, folks.
Oh, God.
Cashew milk. Have you ever had cashew milk?
No. Oh.
Okay, now cashews already delicious.
All nuts can't be milk.
Like. Yeah, well, apparently they are. Cashew milk is actually far creamier than you would expect. Plus, if you get it without the sugar, because the problem with a lot of the nut milks, like the almond or whatever, is they just load them up with sugar. So get the unsweetened version. It's got a creamy sort of feel to it. And if you're lactose intolerant like me and like Jesse, even though he ignores it, it doesn't upset your stomach and give you horrendous gas.
It's like peanut milk. Get out of here. My number one, Coffee Mate French Vanilla.
Oh!
Is that milk?
I'm sure it's like the submarine sandwich tuna. There's no DNA left over from that milk.
You leave tuna out of here. It's rich, it's decadent, it's delicious, and it's really bad for you. It's really bad for you.
That's so much. That's a weekends only thing for me.
Yeah, that's a Sunday morning.
I'm going to treat myself this morning.
Vanilla oat milk comes in at my number one.
Wow.
I've been drinking coffee for 20 years, and I've never found something so sweet and creamy that goes into my coffee than vanilla oat milk.
Jesse, you're 28.
Exactly.
He's been coffee since he was 8 years old.
Exactly.
No wonder he can work 17 hours a day. Holy smokes. He's been loading up since he was 8. By the way, I also had vanilla oat milk at number one. Now, I talked about how cashew milk was like that creamy sort of flavor, and I like that half and half feel. Oat milk is just like that. But get it without the sugar again, because again, my little stomach is very sensy. I'm a sensy boy. And it upsets my stomach to have that much sugar in it. So get the unsweetened vanilla. Beautiful.
Both of you, just drink things you shouldn't and get upset about it after. I see it every morning.
I love asking Jesse's girlfriend about Jesse eating cheese. She gets very upset
at
him. She's
like, it's really bad.
The farts are a problem.
So what we need are your top three dairy products. By the way, I guess that could include cream cheese and all that stuff too, right?
Pardon me.
I figured I'd wait until Jax was done her top three to see if cheese made it.
I love cheese.
Well, cheese is milk. You know that, right?
I know.
What?
Well,
cheese is
I
milk.
Know, but.
Yeah.
This changes everything.
This, right?
So, hit us with your top three. 999-999. I actually can't wait to read these.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are we talking about dairy? Yes, we are.
It's Friday, baby.
Yeah. Now, the thing is with this, it sparked off a conversation from something that Jesse went through at the grocery store the other day.
Yeah, there's too many different kinds of milk. Like, what are you going to put in your coffee? Almond, peanut, oat, regular dairy, 2%, 1%, 0.5%.
So here's the thing, too. Like, you go to, like, different places, and they have different versions of it. Like, Starbucks has every version of milk known to man. Tim Hortons kind of keeps it steady.
Avocado milk.
We got cream milk.
No, there's not.
We got cream and milk. No, there is not avocado milk yet.
I believed it.
Yes. I'm sure you could find a recipe for it, though, online and some weird health blogger thing. Now, we asked you to text in your power rankings of milk. So if you're out someone's house and they don't have your favorite kind, what else are you going to take? What's your number one? What makes you thrilled that they have it? Jax, what did the text say?
Well, you opened up Pandora's box because you also said you can include cheese.
Well, it's a dairy product.
So now it's milk and cheese coming in. I misread this one and I got really excited because a text from the 905 said cheesecake, cream cheese, 35% coffee cream. And I thought that was
35% coffee cream? Well, Does that exist?
I thought it was cheesecake, coffee cream. And I got excited, but they mean three different things. Cheesecake, then coffee, then cream cheese,
man,
then 35% coffee cream.
I'm at half and half at 10%. I was like, ooh, that's rich. 35%.
Yeah. Text from the 416. 2% milk, number one. Chocolate milk, number two. Oat milk, number three. A lot of oat milk's coming in. Not seeing as many almonds these days,
because you know what? Almond milk isn't good. It was just our best alternative for a while. It's like kale.
That's so true.
Kale's never been good. No one likes
this.
Kale.
We're not doing
it. The almond milk came out the same time oat milk. Almond milk and kale came out the same time. Nobody likes either of them. They were just healthier than what we were drinking at the time.
You know what? Okay. 647 says chocolate milk, specifically Nielsen's. Number three. Ooh. And they also said mozzarella, because you could include cheese now.
Yep.
And then they said anything cheesecake.
Anything cheesecake.
Have you noticed that on Fridays we talk about food because we're hungry?
Yeah. Whenever we do rankings, it's about food.
And it's 6 of the 905, top three. Cheese except for cottage cheese, gelato, and then whipped cream.
Okay, so I dated somebody once who got me into almond milk, tried to get me into kale, and she used to have this concoction where she would have, because cottage cheese is supposed to be super healthy for you. She was like one of those insanely healthy eaters, which I'm like, you're not enjoying life at this point. Her breakfast was cottage cheese on kale. And can you just imagine the breath that it was bad?
I'm so sorry things didn't work out.
I am not.
Did you try it?
Oh, I tried it once. She's like, yeah, you should have it with me. It's really healthy. You lose a lot of weight. I'm like, I would rather be fat. Yeah. Thank you. I'd rather die 10 years earlier than eat that crap.
Are you guys familiar with kefir? Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
kefir?
It's like
cottage cheese milk. I can't remember exactly what it is, but I used to date a girl that would drink that in the mornings, like as like a
and
morning.
And it's lumpy,
it's
right?
It's lumpy. It's so like chock full of probiotics, but it's disgusting, disgusting looking.
Can just as a complete aside here, and this is for the people in this room, and if you're listening to my voice, what is a probiotic anyway? Like, you see that on yogurt commercials, like, well, that's chock full of probiotics. I'm like, well, I don't know. I took biology and it's pro, so it must mean positive. I don't know.
Jesse knows.
They're things that improve your gut health. So it's good bacteria that improves your gut health, because your stomach is just organisms. So probiotics are things you're feeding your stomach that should promote healthiness.
But antibiotics are the only thing that make me feel better. So I don't get it.
Shouldn't take a whole bunch of
things.
I'm still thinking about cheese over here, boys. I don't know about you. And text in 905, 2% milk, almond milk, and then chocolate milk. Also coming from somebody who is severely lactose tolerant and ignores it. Love you, Kristen.
Man, honestly, there are people with medical conditions where it's like, you know what? No, I cannot do that. Yeah. I will not do that. Lactose intolerant people, and I am one of them, are like, no, screw it. It doesn't exist.
My best friend Emma is like, I'd rather indulge and then take a lactate and deal with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know. It's wild.
Well, you guys are out of control.
You're out of control.
You're out of control.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Well, it looks like school hours are going to be changing for Durham District School Board. They're going to be learning from 10 to 4 now, it seems. So it was announced by the school board. All secondary students will be learning from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the 2021-2022 school year. The decision has left students and families across the region pretty outraged and concerned for the school year ahead. You know, they were learning from 8:15 to 2:10 p.m. pre-COVID. So the school families and a lot of the kids are saying this is totally different. We're going to have to make different accommodations, maybe 10 to 4 isn't the best
idea. I'm surprised they didn't let people vote on that.
That's what I wondered too. I feel like there was probably some conversations, but maybe not as many conversations as they should have been having. Okay. And it is Pride weekend, baby. Woo! So I know it's our second year, not in the physical space, but the virtual space is still bopping. And of course, this weekend is the Pride Parade weekend. The Pride Parade will be going down on the internet from 2 until 3 on Sunday. You can get all the details on how you can celebrate Pride and see everybody on their virtual floats at 99.9virginradio.com. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Let's get into this Friday thing.
Yeah, baby.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So we actually get to see our producer, Michaela, for the first time in like 18 months today.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that I think she's recognizing is that, and then you might recognize when you come back to work if you're not somebody that has to come in every day, is that the city has changed. Things are different. And actually, I mean, the construction is still here and we're not really sure what they're doing, but they're doing it.
Doing a lot.
The thing I would say is that you will see from time to time little pink robots driving down the street.
Yes.
Producer Jesse, I just saw his TikTok. He actually has seen it. You saw it yesterday, right?
Yeah, yesterday I saw Jeffrey.
So his name is Jeffrey.
It's a Toronto startup called Tiny Mile. They have these little pink robots and they do contactless delivery. So if you order like Uber Eats or if you order a package from somewhere and you need it delivered like right away, they send these robots to collect it and then send it to you.
That is cool. Now, they drive on the sidewalk.
So I was walking at near Queen and Spadina in the middle of downtown. This little robot's coming up behind me, and Jeffrey's driving down, his little hard eyes, and then he starts following me. And I'm like, what is happening? No. I'm scared, Jeffrey. So I take out my phone and record a video. I'm like, Jeffrey's following me. And then I run away because I didn't want to get in trouble or anything and interfere with the robot. And then I looked it up later, and there's an actual human controlling the robot with a remote. So this guy who was controlling this Jeffrey was just messing with me.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until I looked it up later.
Maybe he listens to the show or something. There's a...
Maybe.
So you said he was like shaking it back and forth?
Yeah, so he was following me and then I paused to take a video and then he pulled up right in front of me and they did a little shaky dance.
Oh my God.
And the robot swiveled and it made a little beep noise.
I love that.
So I saw one outside of the building here, the studios.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was like a little bit nervous and I tried to get close and it backed away.
Oh?
Yeah, because now I know there's somebody in there I don't think you're allowed to touch it.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to imagine you're one of those drivers or whatever, and I'm sure at a certain point, like, somebody has tried to ride it. Somebody
or
has tried to pick it up.
Somebody's
tried to break in, and they're like little safes, right? You can't get in.
Exactly.
But, like, I'm sure that they've been kicked and punched and chased.
Who's
and, like, you know.
Jeffrey?
I think a lot of people. You've walked downtown, you know how it is.
That makes me sad.
Of people who tried to take it.
Right.
You know?
That's exactly. So I'm curious to see, you know, honestly, it would be an interesting interview. If we could get one of the Jeffrey drivers on the air, I would love to know what they've seen. Hello, I'm a Jeff driver.
Or if you can send one down now so I can, I can pet it.
Bring her a coffee.
Richmond and Duncan. Jeffrey, please come see us.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
You can't do it because you're too small. What is it? 999 text. 416-872-9999, Jax. I see that list.
I have trouble seeing anything at a concert because I'm too little. I have a lot of trouble. And I've gone to a lot of concerts actually with producer Jesse. And I always just look up at him and I'm like, what is this like for you? You know? Because he's like 6'6". I'm like, what are you seeing?
Danny DeVito and Shaq go to a concert.
I can't put things on the top shelf at home.
Okay.
Because I can't reach them.
How many step stools do you have?
I have one.
I have one
at home.
How many steps does it have? That's important because if you're truly a short person, you have the step stool with three steps.
It has three.
You have three? Yeah, that's what I thought.
And my girlfriend Michelle is little too. So like the both of us, like one can't help the other. So we need the stool. And I can't also find pants that are short enough. But it's good because capris are real pants for me.
Oh, that's nice.
But I always have to get my pants hemmed.
Mm.
And I am not a child anymore and my mother can't hem them for me. So I have to like take them to like actual tailors, which is very inconvenient.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Legs. I have little
legs. So you can't go out like on a Saturday knowing that you're going out on a Saturday night. You can't go purchase some pants and then wear them that night.
Absolutely not.
You need like a week lead time.
My pants are 9 times out of 10 always cuffed. And people are like, oh, like, is that a fashion statement? I'm like, no, I just have stubby legs. Like, I just have really little legs. Yeah.
That is very bad. Now, when did you, I'm curious
about
this.
When did you know you were short?
Well, and I was going to ask, I should ask producer Jesse this yesterday. When did you know that you were going to be shorter than most? How tall are you? 5'3"?
Yeah. which is pretty big, to be honest.
When did you know?
I think I was...
Were you always the short kid?
No, I was like a big girl. Like I was like tall gal in grade six. And then I stopped growing.
You just stopped
in
grade
six? Yeah, I just stopped growing. I think it was like grade six or seven that I stopped. And I still remember because I have very small hands. And you know how like you trace your hands? I remember looking at one of those and I think it was like maybe grade five or six. And my hands are still the exact same size.
Oh my God.
Creepy.
Producer Jesse, I have to ask you the question too. Were you always the tall kid?
Yes, but I wasn't ever the extra tall kid. Until grade 12, I also very much remember it. I don't know why that's traumatic for kids, their height. But I remember walking down the hall and then a kid I know being like, whoa, you're tall. You know?
It didn't occur to you until then.
Until like grade 12. I think that summer I probably had like a little extra growth spurt and I got up to like 6+ by the end of grade 12. And
some
kid was like, you're tall.
So let me ask you guys. I always used to have to stand. Remember, there's three rows when you're taking your class picture. Mm-hmm. I had to always stand to the right or to the left in the middle row. Mm-hmm. Producer Jesse, what row were you in?
Always in the back.
Always in the back? Yeah. Were you in the middle? Because that's where the super tall kids
were. I was in the middle, but never the tallest, but in the middle and the back.
Jax?
Where do you think I was? Where do you think I was?
Were you sitting on the bench at the front?
Yes, I was always in the front. Little gal.
On the bench.
I just love you so much. Yeah, I just can't even tell you how much I love you.
All right, I'm getting smaller.
So here's the deal. Yeah, you do shrink as you get older.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
So here's the question. You know what? You know that's an actual thing, right? It's gravity that shrinks you. Your spine compresses.
Every time I go home, my mother's littler. I swear to God, like every time I go back to Nova Scotia, she's smaller.
So it'll be Jackson Collette, the two tiniest people in the world. Yeah. So here's the thing. You're too short to do this. What is it? Normal tasks, everyday things that people like me take for granted. What are you too short to do? Text us. 999-99, or you can call us too if you can reach it. 416-872-9999. It was a joke.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're too short to do this. And it's a lot of things. Jax, run through your list again.
I can't reach anything on a top shelf. I can't see anything at concerts. And I can't find pants that are short enough to fit me.
What are the texts saying at 999-99?
Oh, we have a bunch of texts coming in. Somebody actually agreed with the whole VW thing. They said, my family always leases cars and we really love Volkswagens. My mom is 4'1 and she would have to pick a car based on the seat length. And that's a real thing. Like, I got a Golf because it's little.
Really?
And not because it's zippy and I can listen to house music really loud. But no, because it's like a smaller car and I feel big in it. What do you? You look perplexed. What is this?
I've just never, because I'm 5'11", right? So I don't have to. The world's made for me. I'm very lucky. It is. It's made for average sized dudes. It is.
World is made for men.
It is.
Average men.
What?
You know what I mean?
I'm just an average guy. Being average.
Okay. Text to the 905. I'm 5'4". My son is 6'1". When he's 16, he's in trouble. So when he's in trouble, I have to make him sit down so I can yell at him. Look at him in the eye. Also, I have a text to the 647. I have the same problem as Jack's. Pants and jeans are always too long. Capris and crop pants become regular pants when I wear them. I had to learn to hem and sew because of this. That is something that I should probably learn how to do.
Yeah, but you won't.
Thanks so much. You know what?
Listen. You can hear that and you can be like, Adam's being mean to Jax.
No.
Or Adam's being realistic with one of his best friends.
You know what?
She's not going to learn that.
Yeah, you are absolutely accurate, but I would still like you to believe in me.
I will call Michelle, your girlfriend, and I will ask Michelle what the chances are of that happening is. She's going to say zero, and you know it.
You know it is. No, it's true. Text me at 289 from Hamilton. I'm 5'1", and I have trouble cleaning snow off of my RAV4. So a couple years ago, I was driving a Jeep.
Yeah.
And remember how I was saying, because I would come downtown with the snow mohawk on the top of my car because I couldn't reach.
Right, and then CAA sent you a brush listening to this show because they were like, Jax, very dangerous.
Because it was an extended one because I couldn't get to the top.
Right.
Yeah. But
now, you knew the extended ones existed. You just didn't have one.
I didn't know they existed.
Get out.
I had no idea.
Yes, you did.
I didn't
know that. You're tall enough to walk into a Canadian Tire.
That is very true. In text from 905, I'm too short to reach the top shelf in the kitchen, too. I need to stand on a chair. You think it's fun being this little Adam? I have to balance on chairs. It's dangerous. Okay?
Yeah, any more?
We got one. I'm too short to grab a glass from the top shelf in the kitchen without getting on top of the counter. Yeah, there's a lot of acrobats going
those
on
years.
In here.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm too short to reach the cherry tree at my backyard, so I always need to climb a ladder. I think you should be happy that you have a cherry tree.
That's pretty
yeah,
nice. Yeah,
it's very, very nice.
Coming to your house.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Would you look at this good news alert? The Mod Club isn't actually shutting down. It's just reopening under a new name. So the Mod Club is going to reopen in Toronto after, you know, sadly closing down in November. Everybody was bummed out. Of course, a fixture in Little Italy. So it looks like it's going to become something called the Axis Club. Sexy. A-X-I-S. And Ticketmaster already has like listings for it up at the 722 College venue. And it's going to be open as early as October 6th. We need that back.
I think the person that should reopen it is The Weeknd, just because that was where he sort of took off, right?
Yeah, that's
Mod
right.
Mod Club was like his place where he blew up. I know there's other people there, but he's the most recent and obviously the biggest name.
And it would be just really, really cool to see The Weeknd in that kind of space again.
Oh, yes.
Raptors and Leaf tickets are going to be given away at Scotiabank Arena vaccine clinics. Yeah, so they have this winning shot clinic as part of the Toronto Vaccine Day Initiative. 50 pairs of Maple Leafs and Toronto Raptors tickets for the next season are going to be given away to the expected audience of 25,000 appointments, people with appointments to receive coronavirus vaccine doses. So all the appointments have been booked already, unfortunately, through the provincial booking system. But this is just great news to see people are being rewarded with an actual thing that's maybe going to happen down the line, which is sports games. Like, this is happening. People are getting vaccinated and the world is reopening, Adam Wilde.
That's right. And, you know, I'm thrilled about that. I'm just a little upset that we missed this incredible run that the Maple Leafs had to the Stanley Cup final. We've just been robbed. I think that's why what it is.
I'm unsure. Like, where are they in the standings now? Because I feel like they're out, aren't they?
They are out on the golf course.
Okay, yeah, go Leafs, go.
The Canadians got in last night. And I'm a little upset about it and salty because we probably would have been able to go to some Leaf games. I'm mad. I'm mad.
Bummer. Yeah. Are you mad?
Thanks for caring, Jack.
TJ's not here to be sad with
you. I know.
We've been celebrating Pride all week long, of course, all month long, and the Pride Parade's going down this Sunday, and we've had a chance to speak to some spectacular people and amplify their voices. Today, I want to introduce you to a guy named Scott McDonald, using he, him pronouns. He is actually originally from Ireland. He's an absolute doll. We chatted about his journey coming out as a gay man, also finding his voice in Canada, and the advice that he has for people to become allies, and also just how to show up for the community.
I think one of the best ways is just showing up. It's like, I mean, June is obviously Pride Month, so trying not to just roll out the rainbow red carpet and like roll it out all year long, 24/7, live your life that way, and just being there for your friends who are in the community, like 24/7, or as best as you can show up for them. But it's just making sure that you're checking in with them in the highs and lows, because it's great that we all get to be out in the sunshine and wave a flag that's beautiful, but like, there can be some darker times. So it's about showing up on those darker times. And when there's more serious events, it's not shying away from being part of that serious event or that serious movement.
And that's the thing, you know, June is a lot of rainbows and happy and celebrations and stuff, but, you know, Pride was originally a protest, and Pride,
yes, it was.
365 days of the year. It's just like any other community has its struggles, so make sure to be there for folks in the communities, all of them. 24/7, 365, you can watch and hear that full interview at 99.9virginradio.ca.
Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle keyword coming up after Goosebumps.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Quick question about Pride before we get into the trivia. Jax, how do we get involved this weekend? It's obviously another year where we have to, it's different. So it's what do we have to do?
It's all online, but it's still all going down. You can go to 99.9virginradio.ca to see all the events, all the event listings, rather.
Right. Yeah. Can't wait to actually get out and do some marches and have some fun.
Absolutely.
And get in the village.
Trans
and everything.
March, Dyke March, they all are going to continue online, but hopefully even more so next year in physical form.
And support local businesses in the village as well.
Yes.
The village is already having struggles with, you know, before the pandemic was having struggles with, you know, redevelopment and that sort of thing. So let's get out and support them. Now, let's get into trivia. Producer Jesse, we have a Google Smart Home Mini on the line, and you, sir, are the trivia master. What are we doing?
We're going to play my favorite game. It's called Whoa, They're the Same Age. It's where I give you the name of two celebrities, and they are the same age, and you have to tell me how old they are.
Okay.
All right. First up, Mark Zuckerberg and Calvin Harris are the same age. How old are they?
First off, we have to say, whoa, they're the same age. All right, how
Jax,
old are they?
You're up.
38.
Adam?
36.
They are 37.
No points.
So who wins? No points.
No points. By the way, whoever you think is going to win this, I should have mentioned this, text the name to 999999. Is it Jax or is it me?
And I just
because then you can win the
I do want to say that if I win today, that's 5 days in a row.
What a clean sweep for the week. Yeah. Charlie Puth and DaBaby are the same age.
Whoa, they're the same age?
How old are they, Adam?
27.
Jax?
28.
29.
Ah, damn. It's really hard.
0 for 2.
Okay, all right.
Joe Jonas and Kristen Stewart are the same age.
Whoa, they're the same age?
How old are they, Jax?
32.
Adam?
33.
31.
Damn, this is so hard.
By one. Okay, all
Kendrick Lamar and Jenna Marbles are the same age.
Whoa, they're the same age? Whatever happened to Jenna Marbles anyway?
She's still doing stuff.
Kicking around.
Yeah, she's great.
How old are they, Adam?
I think I'm going to say 30, 31.
Jax?
36.
34.
Ah! Damn it.
All right.
We're doing so bad.
Nelly Furtado and Adam Levine are the same age.
Whoa, they're the same age.
How old are they?
40.
42.
42!
Yeah. Damn it!
There's a point on the board for Adam.
Woo!
Does that mean he wins?
No. Okay. Final question.
All right.
There's always six questions, Jax. Final question.
Yeah, Jax.
Lil Nas X and Shawn Mendes are the same age.
Whoa, they're the same age?
That's amazing.
How old are they, Adam?
I'm going to say 26.
Jax?
27.
22.
Oh, really? Shawn Mendes is still only 22?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He doesn't age, but... Adam, with one correct answer.
That is not even a real
No clean sweep this week, Jax.
Sit down. Sit down.
By the way, I'm still the only one who's done five in a row, and I just want to throw that out there.
I don't even remember that.
I remember it well. And if you picked me, and you can't, I wouldn't blame you if you didn't pick me, but if you did pick me, we're going to call you back and hook you up with a Google Smart Home Mini. So if an unknown number pops up, just pick it up. It's us. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I can't imagine what it's like to be a bouncer. But it's always one of those jobs that whenever I'm in line for like a bar or a club or whatever, I'm like, why would you sign up for that? That is a tough gig because people are already drunk.
Yeah.
And they're giving you a hard time about they're not so letting them rude. Into the club.
Yeah.
They're so rude. And it's like, it's just, I don't get it.
I hope to God that bouncers get paid a lot of money.
I would think they do. Yeah. And there's I think they share in the tips. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
For what you have to put up with. Yeah.
I have for sure greased a few palms with bouncers to get into a club early. I've totally done that. Which, slick. You know, good for them. Make your money, guys.
Slick guy.
But imagine you're the bouncer who for the rest of your life has to be the one that says, I didn't recognize Rihanna.
Oh, no.
And not only that, because she didn't have an ID, I didn't let her in the club. This happened in New York a couple nights ago. I guess she was in New York City with ASAP Rocky, her boyfriend. And
love them together.
She goes up to the club and they're like, you can't come in. And she's kind of looking at them like, what? And then, yeah, wouldn't let her in. She didn't have her ID.
Okay, so there's two, because you want to treat everybody, the same.
But I'm sure that we could all vouch that Rihanna is of age.
Yeah, you can also just Google her. But like, what are the rules around that? Like, do you have to have physical ID on you?
I don't know. I guess it would depend from state to state. But yeah, it's Rihanna.
In the video, the bouncer's talking to them. He's like, I need to see your ID. And then a woman yells from the back and she's like, I don't know them. I assume it's the manager or whoever's in charge of like the bouncers, and she refuses to let them in. And then eventually they get into the bar, and it's like a video game bar, and you can see them inside playing video games and stuff.
Oh, they do.
So eventually they still went to the same place, even though they wouldn't let them in, and they let them in. They enjoyed their night.
Because you need, if Rihanna and ASAP Rocky walk up to your club, let them in.
Yeah.
Also, people find out they were there. That's huge for your brand, right?
ASAP and Rihanna are going to buy the place. Like, get out. That's what I would do if I was them.
You probably could.
Treat me like that, and I'm going to buy the place. Like,
The other thing is, Rihanna got, and we found this out during this incident, Rihanna got a tattoo changed/covered up. And what's interesting about this is that it was a tattoo that had a Toronto connection.
Oh, yeah.
So, producer Jesse, can you describe the Ripley's tattoo that she once had?
She has a little shark tattoo on her ankle, and that's because In 2016, in September, her and Drake visited Ripley's Aquarium, and afterwards they both got matching tattoos of the little shark in honor of that little date they had.
And they were on a date, like a date.
Yeah, they were on a date at Ripley's, and they got a matching tattoo afterwards. And he has his on his shoulder, and nobody has spotted him out with, like, paparazzi photos to confirm whether or not he covered it up as well.
What did she cover it up with?
A crown. So now there's a crown that goes around her ankle, and there's no, you can't even tell that there was ever a shark there.
Does that mean she's ready to just move on from the tattoo? And, you know, she's in love with someone else and that makes sense. Or does that mean that, like, is there some significance there? Because I'm a person without tattoos. You guys both have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
When you do that to a tattoo that you had before with somebody else, does it mean you're not talking anymore?
That's a move, but they haven't been
talking. Is it a move?
That's definitely a move. But they haven't been talking in a few years because didn't, like Rihanna say, like, we don't have a friendship? Like, we're not enemies, but we don't have a friendship.
I wonder if it ended worse than we all think.
Who do you think it ended worse for?
No, don't do this.
I'm asking the question.
No.
Everybody's wondering.
No. We all know it ended worse for Drake. But I still think...
Life treated him okay.
I still think they could get back together.
No, stop it. No way.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So some great news. As of today, Toronto will officially pass 35% of us with a double vax.
Woo! Love it.
I got mine yesterday. Moved my appointment up from Monday because they actually, the pharmacy called me and they're like, hey,
yeah,
you want to come today? And I was like, yep. And they're like, you want to come right now? I'm like, sure.
And how are you feeling?
I'm a little, yeah, I'm a little hit by a bus. But Lawyer Bay, my girlfriend, got it a couple of days ago. She wasn't feeling the best, but is now this morning feeling great.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a little bit of sleep, a little bit of Tylenol, and you're okay.
Yeah, your body's like reacting to it. Myself and Miles both had it same day, and we're fine, good to go, and then now not feeling so hot, and then back to normal.
Right, yeah. 100%. Now, something else is happening today, and it is, unfortunately, producer Jesse's last show with us on Virgin Mornings. And, you know, I know he would have hated me if we made a big deal of this.
I can't even look at him right now. He's upset.
But, you know, just if you'll bend your ear for a couple of minutes, producer Jesse and I have worked together. We used to do an afternoon show together at another station. And he walked in as an intern. And it's funny because our boss, Karen Steele, was our boss at this particular station when I was doing afternoons. And me and my co-host at the time thought Jesse, who was coming in as an intern, was going to be a girl.
Yeah.
So when Jesse showed up, and by the way, dressed to the nines, he had a sweater vest on, he had a starched collar.
Oh,
he looks really
shoes.
Good. Dress shoes. Yeah. I was like, man, who is this? This is radio. We wear track pants. But, you know, he's grown from an intern, and then we got into syndication, so he was hired on as a guy that was, you know, making sure that all the other markets got our show. Mm-hmm. And then obviously had some time with on the sports side of things at that company, and then came and joined us when we launched this morning show, and is off to other things beyond this show now. And I just want to say 8 years I've been working with this guy, and I will continue to work with him on the podcast side of my career. But I just want to say, producer Jesse, thank you so much for the just an incredible run here. An incredible run before.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really weird not looking at you every morning.
Yeah, no, it's going to be... Thank you for the kind words, first of all. But it's going to be weird not waking up super early and coming in here and hanging out with you guys. Because, like, you say it on the air sometimes, but it's really... It's a party that you've cultivated here. You've cultivated some great listeners. TJ's not here, but the three of you have done such an excellent job in this morning show. And I'm excited to see where it goes, where you guys take it.
Don't look at me.
Well, and the thing is that one of the things that's tough when someone leaves is that in this particular environment, and I know this isn't the case for every show, we are all actually very good friends.
Yeah.
And so the problem is that when you don't see your very tight friend anymore, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep this. I don't think you guys knew this, but I actually used to try to line up my vacation with Jesse's so that I wouldn't be here without him.
I knew that. Yeah.
So heavily
it's
on the guy.
Obvious. I can tell when he's not here.
I'm like, I will also not be here that week.
No. You are an amazing man, and I have to say that not only are you one of the smartest cookies I know, but you share your knowledge, which is one of the most beautiful things about you, and we're very, very lucky to have you on the
show.
You are tremendous.
So we are thrilled for you. Gonna miss you. Thank you so much for being a part of this show, buddy.
I love you.
I'm gonna miss it. Like you said, I'm gonna miss hanging out with my friends every day. Not a lot of people get the privilege to do that, and you know, I'm crazy for giving it up. But
we just got a text. Hey, I'm gonna miss producer Jesse's trivia and his voice. Lucky to be able to speak with him when he called me for a contest. Good luck on your new adventure. That's pretty cool.
You've made the show better, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Guys.
Now we'll have to go dance some more, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.